presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
And then more with John Sims and Mark Slaby coming up. This is sort of Update Tuesday as Brian Wallach, a previous guest on the program, joins us as the most valuable person on the planet. I forgot, were you MVPP last time too? Are you like a double MVPP?
I am, Steve. I'm grateful. Didn't think it would have happened, but grateful.
Do you want to thank the little people that helped get you here?
You know, they left us so long at this one time. But I, you know, when we talked last time, we had literally just launched IMALS. And I'm actually really excited to say that we crossed over 16,000 members of our online community as of this week. And so it's been an amazing 5 months of actually being able to bring the message of hope and possibility that seized us shortly after my diagnosis to those that never thought they'd be in ALS right before. And so I'm sitting here smiling and grateful to you guys for shining a light on us then and, of course, now.
Brian co-founded I Am ALS. It's a patient-led, patient-centric movement, kind of reshaping the public understanding of the disease. And to let people know, it doesn't just hit old folks. It doesn't just hit people that are of a particular health condition. It can hit you at any time. And we need as much money poured into research as fast as we possibly can. ALS can literally strike anywhere at any age. But the diagnosis doesn't have to be hopeless. And I got to say, you sound great.
You know, thankfully, I'm one of the lucky ones. If I was in the studio with you guys, you'd see a bit more of a limp, but other than that, I'm actually doing pretty well for being about 2 years into this fight.
What do we know, by the way? Is activity helpful? Is the more you move, the more you do helpful in fighting this?
So the short answer is it depends a lot on who you were at the time you were diagnosed. So I was actually lucky to be a former college athlete who worked out all the time around the age that I was diagnosed. So for me, continuing to work out, but working out in a smart way so I don't actually destroy my muscles but preserve them, has been a really important part of the fight. But as you pointed out, Steve, it affects every age. So every person is going to have a different reaction. Every person needs to have a different kind of way to treat their disease. And that is both a difficulty in combating ALS, but also a real possibility because it means that the advent of personalized medicine, which we've seen in oncology and other spaces, really has a chance to help us turn the tide in this fight in a way that we couldn't have 10 years ago.
Talk about the caregivers and the families involved, because obviously it's a fight they're involved in too.
And they are amazing. You know, I think when I was on last time with you guys, I said that I married way above my pay grade, and every day that belief becomes reinforced as I watch my incredible wife help me and our family deal with the changes that ALS brings. And as we've traveled around the country and actually around Chicago, we've met the most amazing folks who deal with this disease on a day in day out basis and do so with, I don't want to say sort of a smile and hope, but a resolve and a tenacity that just makes you think, whatever difficulty I'm confronting in life, I can deal with it because they're dealing with way, way worse than I am right now.
It's amazing, too, when you think about it, because your fight is a very serious one. But the fact that you can look at others and go, look, I got no problems. That's God stuff to me. So good for you. Sandberg, say hi.
Hey, Brian. So I know over the weekend there was the largest high-intensity interval training thing at Wrigley Field, you know, which all the money went to ALS, which had to be pretty cool for you to see. There's also an initiative that you can click on from the IMALS.org website. You Shop, We Give. There's an interactive map where you can say the area you shop in, and they'll let you know where people are participating in. They're
going to give money back.
They're going to give money to ALS. So that's a cool. You're going to shop anyway, so you might as well do it at a place that also has some interest in helping spread awareness of this disease. Brian, what are your kids up to for the summer?
They're going to be at camp, so they are turning 2 and 4, so they're in that adorable stage where the 4-year-old does something and the 2-year-old wants to do it as well.
Sure.
So they'll both be hanging out at camp this summer. As we you know, enjoy all that Chicago has to offer in those beautiful 6 months where it's not snowing and windy and cold.
I didn't know there was a 2-year-old camp.
Oh yeah,
you can go to camp when you're 2.
If they can run around somewhere, they'll find a way to do it.
It's got to be great for you too. Congratulations on the website that Sandberg mentioned, imls.org. It's great. I don't know who's doing that end of it for you, but they're doing a great job and easy to navigate. And the U-Shop we give, it's that simple. It's an important button to click on, so we hope you'll help today. Help in any way you can. Help if you're healthy, help if you're not, and do whatever you can. And obviously the various events you guys do, volunteering is an important part of this too.
And I think when we signed up in January, Brian, you were just trying to grow the community. And I know, you know, as far as, so you're just asking, you're not even, I mean, great if you want to give money, but we just want to grow the community. Isn't that correct?
We do. And one of the amazing parts about the U-Shop we gave is that it actually is a collective action between IMALS, the Les Turner ALS Association, or Les Turner ALS Foundation, the MDA Chicago chapter, and the ALS Association Chicago chapter. So, you know, being able to bring together all these groups, being able to bring together the city of Chicago and actually show that we can lead this fight has been an incredible thing. And to go back to that Saturday workout class, I got to tell you guys, walking to Wrigley and seeing the bleachers full of people, that is an amazing sight that I will never forget. And that's the kind of moment that gives you hope that we not just can, but will find a way to defeat this thing and that Chicago will help lead the way.
Yeah, and, you know, listen, I salute you and Sandberg wanting to just get the word out. I'm more interested in getting money. So we want people to click on that subtle donate button on imals.org if you can, and give whatever you can. God bless you, Brian. You're doing great work.
Well, thank you, guys. Stay strong and look forward to hopefully talking to you in another 5 months.
Absolutely. No question about it. Brian Wallach. That's a guy in a fight for his life who's out there fighting for other people.
Yeah, not one bit of a why me,
nope.
For me.
Nope, not at all. So amazing. And again, his wife, as he said, I forgot he had said that. He said, yeah. I married well above my pay grade. So she sounds like an amazing woman, too.